should go back to your seats.
Chaos began after a lawmaker for the opposition Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP, Samia Suleiman, told Parliament that the president should be impeached for lying to Parliament. He was reacting to President Chakwera's State of the Nation address made in Parliament Friday, highlighting the success of projects under his administration. In his speech, for example, President Chakwera mentioned various districts where he said his administration had constructed houses for police officers. However, some district authorities told local media that the mentioned police houses were at a foundation level. Suleiman told Parliament Tuesday that this has made people lose trust in the president and his office.
Therefore, Madam Second Deputy Speaker, we the people of Blantyre City Southeast are demanding that the president should tender his resignation immediately, failing which this house should move to impeach the president who came to give this house untrue stories.
Suleiman's remarks did not go well with members of parliament on the government side, like lawmaker Christopher Manja, who moved from his seat and took off his jacket in anger. Manja's conduct did not amuse the second deputy speaker of parliament, Aisha Adams.
You cannot take off your jacket here threatening others. For that reason, I invoke section 105 on you, Sergeant at Arms. I want him to leave the chamber. He will be back after 3 days. I rule so.
However, chaos escalated when the suspended lawmaker, Manja, supported by three fellow lawmakers, refused to leave parliament, forcing Speaker Adams to abruptly curtail the deliberations.
Honorable member for Salima South, you can't threaten me. I've made a ruling, you have to go out. Your threats will not hold water, honorable. Honorable members, I suspend the house for 30 minutes. House suspended.
After the resumption, Adams also suspended for 2 days three lawmakers who supported Manja in his effort to defy her order. Adams also put lawmaker Suleiman on a 2-day suspension for leaving his seat for the government side for an anticipated fight with his opponents. However, Malawi President Chakwera said what he said in parliament was true. In his video statement Wednesday night, Chakwera said he will clarify the contents of his State of the Nation address on Friday.
At 2:30 p.m. this Friday, February 21st, I'll be having a Facebook and X town hall meeting with the youth of Malawi to discuss their stake in over 500 nationwide developments that I outlined in my State of the Nation address.
Also, the Office of the President and Cabinet announced this week that cabinet ministers will soon hold public meetings to clarify statements about development projects mentioned in Chakwera's address. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre.